Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Baird here. Before I begin today's story, I want to take a moment and ask that you check me out on Patreon at www.patreon.com/CanadaEHX. There are several tiers with great benefits, from ad-free content to t-shirts and other cool stuff. And I have plenty of wonderful merch in my store, and the link is in my show notes. As well, if you're a fan of Canadian history, make sure you check out all of my shows, from John to Justin, Canadian History X, Canada, A Yearly Journey, and Pucks and Cups, along with Canada's Great War. And don't forget, you can also donate directly to the show at www.canadaehx.com. Just click donate. It helps keep this show going. Okay, on with the show.
Welcome back to From John to Justin. I know it's been a little while. I've been working on my other podcast, Canadian History X, and my first book, so it's been a lot of work, but I've been writing episodes when I have the time. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at the first five premiers of the Northwest Territories. Once we're done those five premiers, then I'll be focusing on Canada, A Yearly Journey, then Pucks and Cups, and then Canada's Great War, and then coming back to From John to Justin. I'll be doing five episodes at a time for each of the series, and that's just the way it's going to have to be until I finish my book, which will be sometime in the spring of 2024. It's a lot of work, so it's taking up a lot of my time, but I want to make sure we keep this going, so why don't we get to it? Now, the episodes are a bit shorter just because there's not a lot of information for some of these people, but I still hope you enjoy it. When I was beginning to compile the list of premiers of the Northwest Territories, I thought about starting with the official first, which was Frederick Haltane. He was also the last for 8 decades. So instead of starting with him and then jumping to the 1980s, I decided to start with the technically second premier of the Northwest Territories, George Braden. George Braden was born on November 4, 1949 in Rosthern, Saskatchewan. In 1964, his family moved to Yellowknife. He attended Sir John Franklin Territorial High School before moving on to study political science at the University of Alberta and then at Dalhousie University. Braden began to work for Bud Drury, a former federal cabinet minister who was asked to look at bringing further constitutional developments to the Northwest Territories. Braden was appointed as the deputy minister of the Northwest Territories and worked from Ottawa with Walter Slepczenko on these constitutional developments. On October 1, 1979, Braden was elected to the Northwest Territories Legislative Assembly. At the time, the entire legislature was in transition. As soon as he was elected, in his first interview, he stated he wanted to work towards an immediate move to responsible government for the territory. He also stated he wanted the Northwest Territories to have more control over itself. He said, "The federal government would have a harder time convincing developers to come in here if the Territorial Council was added to the list of people who were saying, hold it." Prior to 1980, the Government of Canada appointed the Commissioner of the Northwest Territories. This person was the head of the government for the territory. Members were elected, but the federally appointed commissioner had a direct role to play in the day-to-day administration of the government. For the new assembly, 7 members were appointed for the first time. And in 1980, for the first time in decades, the Legislative Assembly elected the government leader. On June 16, 1980, Braden became the government leader, and he was the second person to hold that title, effectively premier, since Frederick Haltane. At the same time as serving as premier, he also held various portfolios including Minister of Economic Development and Tourism, Minister of Intergovernmental Affairs, Minister of Justice and Public Service, Minister of Priorities and Planning, and Minister of the Status of Women. As premier, Braden brought in additional representation in the Legislative Council. He removed the appointed commissioner and deputy commissioner from the Executive Council and brought in an allowance of control over territorial affairs to elected members. Braden also worked to develop a stronger relationship with the Yukon so that the two could complement each other's objectives in the tourist sector. He also continued to campaign for the territory to gain more development in its borders. On July 10, 1980, he said, "When development takes place, we're at least trying to turn the situation around so it doesn't end up costing us money." He campaigned to have the Northwest Territories gain a seat at the First Minister's Conference. He also originated in Northwest Territories Days, which emerged during his fight to have recognition of Indigenous rights brought forward during the repatriation of the Constitution. Braden's last day as Premier was January 12, 1984, just over a year after the last election. And despite leaving his position as Premier, he served for several years as the Deputy Minister of Intergovernmental Affairs and was the Commissioner of the Northwest Territories Expo 86 Pavilion. The pavilion hosted 1.5 million visitors over 6 months. In 1994, Braden founded his own company in Ottawa, where he worked for most of the rest of his life. In 2009, he became a policy analyst for Dennis Patterson, who was appointed to the Canadian Senate. In the same year, he moved to Barrhaven, Ontario with his wife, Lise. On March 7, 2015, Braden was diagnosed with gastric cancer. He died 2 months later on May 25, 2015.
Mr. Braden will be remembered not just as our first premier, Mr. Speaker, but as one of Canada's nation builders. He has earned
a tribute in the legislature today to former MLA George Braden. In 1980, he became the first elected government leader of the Northwest Territories.
Upon his death, Braden was called a giant of the political development of the Northwest Territories. Yellowknife Centre MLA Robert Hawkins said, "He was essentially the first modern-day premier of the Northwest Territories." I hope you enjoyed that episode. It was a quick one, I know, and our look at George Braden. Information from Governmental Affairs of Northwest Territories, CBC, Wikipedia, Yellowknifer, NNSL Media, and Windsor Star. If this is your first time listening and you like what you heard, please take a moment and give us a 5-star review to help other people find these amazing stories. And there are so many you can sink your teeth into. We also love hearing from you, so if you have a show topic you want me to cover, email me at craig@canadaehx.com or stop by my website and social media. I'll include all of those links in the show notes.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.